Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take one. Hello everyone.
Today we are talking about one of our favorite topics. That's right, Disney.
We both love talking about all things Disney, and we thought this was a good opportunity to bring you the next installment of our interesting facts, all while throwing some Disney into the mix.
Yes, that's right. Today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of Disney, covering everything from the man himself, Walt Disney, to mind-blowing facts about the Disney parks, movies, and characters. We've got trivia, little-known stories, and some seriously cool tidbits that might just change the way you see the House of Mouse. So grab your Mickey ears, maybe a Dole Whip, and let's jump into the magic.
First things first, let's talk about the man who started it all, Walt Disney.
My hero.
You probably know he created Mickey Mouse, but did you know Mickey wasn't his first cartoon character? That honor goes to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Oswald was created in 1927, but due to a contract loophole, Walt actually lost the rights to him, and that's how Mickey Mouse was born in 1928. Talking about making the best out of a bad situation, right?
Seriously. Here's another wild fact. Walt Disney was terrible at drawing Mickey Mouse. He could sketch the rough idea, but the real talent behind those iconic ears was an animator named UB Iwerks. UB was Walt's right-hand man, and he could reportedly draw Mickey in under a minute. Talk about talent.
And also, did you know Walt had a secret apartment inside Disneyland?
I did know that.
It's located above the firehouse on Main Street, USA. If you ever visit, look for the lamp in the window. It stays lit in the memory of Walt as a sign that his spirit still watches over the park.
I love that.
Now let's move on to Disney parks, arguably the happiest places on earth and definitely the most detailed path. Have you ever been to a Disney park a dozen times or more? I guarantee there are things you've never noticed.
Yeah, no doubt. First up, let's talk about where it all began. Disneyland in California was the first ever Disney park, opening on July 17th, 1955. It was the only park built under Walt Disney's direct supervision. And fun fact, on opening day, things didn't exactly go smoothly. There were reports of counterfeit tickets, a gas leak, and ladies' high heels sinking into the asphalt because of the extreme heat. But despite the chaos, obviously, Disneyland was an instant hit.
Then on October 1st, 1971, Walt Disney World opened in Florida. But sadly, Walt didn't live to see it. His brother Roy Disney made sure the project was complete and even insisted the name be Walt Disney World as a tribute to his brother's legacy.
Yes. Next up, we have Tokyo Disneyland, which opened on April 15th, 1983, the first Disney park outside of the U.S. It was such a massive success that it led to the creation of Tokyo DisneySea, which opened on September 4th, 2001, a park widely regarded as one of the most beautiful and detailed Disney parks in the world. Spoiler alert, we are planning a family trip to Tokyo Disney in 2026.
Then came Disneyland Paris on April 12, 1992, which had a bit of a rough start. Locals weren't thrilled about it at first, but today it's one of Europe's most visited attractions. And let's not forget about Hong Kong Disneyland, which opened up on September 12, 2005, and Shanghai Disneyland, which made its grand debut on June 16, 2016.
And let's not forget about Disney's Animal... Now you're rubbing off on me. Thank you. At Disney's Animal Kingdom in Walt Disney World in Orlando, which opened on April 22nd, 1998, which was Earth Day, fitting for a park dedicated to wildlife and conservation.
Now that we got the timeline down, let's jump into some of the park's craziest and coolest hidden details.
Yeah. Did you know that Disneyland and Walt Disney World have the same smellitizers? Yep. You probably have heard rumors about this. These magical little devices pump out scents to immerse you in different experiences. That's why Main Street USA smells like vanilla and freshly baked cookies, while Pirates of the Caribbean smells like damp wood and ocean water. It's all part of the magic.
And speaking of the Pirates of the Caribbean, there's a rumor that it's originally The original ride featured real human skeletons. Back in the 1960s, fake skeletons didn't just look real enough. So Disney got actual bones from UCLA's medical department. Over time, they were replaced with artificial ones, or so they say. But legend has it, at least one real skeleton remains in the ride today.
Interesting. Now, if you've ever been on the Haunted Mansion ride, you know it's spooky, but did you know about the real ghost stories? Cast members have reported strange happenings, and some say the ride is haunted by a little boy's spirit. In fact, guests have actually tried to scatter ashes of loved ones inside the attraction, so much so that Disney has a policy against it now.
All right, let's take a break from the parks and dive into some crazy facts about Disney movies. You might think you know your favorite Disney films, but trust me, there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
First up, The Lion King. Did you know that when Mufasa's ghost appears in the clouds, his voice is actually a recycled recording from earlier in the movie? Talk about an eerie echo from the past.
And speaking of recycling, Disney animators actually reused animation sequences in multiple movies. Ever notice how the dance scene in Beauty and the Beast looks oddly familiar? That's because it's traced over versions of the dance from Sleeping Beauty.
Interesting. And let's talk about Aladdin. Robin Williams completely transformed the role of the genie. We all know this. He improvised so much that Disney ended up with over 16 hours of extra material. And so much of it was so off the wall, they couldn't even use it in the final cut. That material needs to be released.
Yes, please,
Disney. Yes, oh my God, imagine.
Now, let's finish things off with some of the weirdest, funniest, and most surprising Disney facts out there.
Did you know that the character of Goofy once caused a legal scandal? Yep. In the 1940s, Disney originally classified Goofy as a dog, but when a legal dispute arose, people started debating whether he was actually part human, and this led to one of the weirdest debates in Disney history.
And speaking of controversies, did you know Disney was once sued over The Lion King? A Japanese company claimed the movie was a ripoff of their 1966 anime Kimba of the White Lion. While Disney denied it, the similarities are really hard to ignore.
Oh, and here's a weird one. Donald Duck was actually banned in Finland for a while. Why, you ask? Because he didn't wear pants. Can you imagine banning a character just because he prefers a no-pants lifestyle? I also prefer a no-pants lifestyle, but... can't
next,
do that.
We're tackling a question you might not have thought about. Why are there no mosquitoes at Disney World? Think about it. All the times we've been there, it's in Florida, where humidity and standing water should make it a mosquito paradise. But somehow, the parks stay bug-free. How do they pull it off? Let's find out.
Let's give credit where it's due. Walt Disney himself was obsessed with making his parks as comfortable as possible. And that meant keeping mosquitoes out. When designing Walt Disney World, the company worked with scientists to develop a pest control system that's actually still in place today.
One of the biggest secrets? No standing water. Mosquitoes lay their eggs in still water, so Disney designed all of its waterways, lakes, fountains, even puddles, to keep the water moving or draining quickly. Even the artificial lagoons have built-in systems to keep water from being stagnant.
Next, they use natural predators. Disney strategically places mosquito-eating fish in ponds and streams to keep larvae under control. Plus, they encourage birds and bats, nature's best pest control experts, to stick around and snack on any stray bugs.
And here where it gets really impressive. Disney employs a team of experts who use garlic spray. Yes, garlic to repel mosquitoes. Don't worry, you won't walk into the park smelling like a pizzeria. It's a mild solution that mosquitoes hate, but humans barely notice.
Should we look into that for our house?
We should.
We seriously should. And on top of that, they even use carbon dioxide traps, which attract and trap the mosquitoes before they can become a problem. It's a full-scale attack on those little bloodsuckers.
So the next time you're enjoying a Dole Whip without swatting away the bugs, you can thank Disney's meticulous planning and innovative pest control system. Just another little bit of magic at the happiest place on earth.
And have you ever wondered how Disney keeps the Magic Kingdom so spotless and perfectly on theme? The secret lies beneath your feet. The legendary Utilidors. Oh, my heart's fluttering just talking about this.
That's right. Beneath Main Street, Adventureland, Fantasyland, and more, there's a vast network of underground tunnels that help keep the magic alive. But here's the twist. These tunnels aren't actually underground. The Magic Kingdom is built on the second floor, with the utility system making up the first.
So what's down there, you're probably wondering? A whole world of behind-the-scenes Disney magic. Cast members use these tunnels to move between lands without breaking the illusion, because let's be honest, it would be pretty weird to see a cowboy from Frontierland strolling through Tomorrowland, right?
Yeah, but that's not all. The Utilidor houses everything from costume departments and employee cafeterias to a high-tech waste disposal system that literally sucks trash away through underground tubes. And let's not forget the tunnel's most famous perk, air conditioning. On those sweltering Florida days, cast members get a break from the heat before stepping back into the magic.
Sadly, unless you're a Disney cast member, somebody who works there, or on a special tour like the Keys to the Kingdom tour, which is a 5-hour behind-the-scenes tour, and it comes highly recommended from both Chris and I, the Utilidors remain off-limits to regular park guests. But the next time you're walking through the Magic Kingdom, just remember that there's an entire world of Disney magic happening right beneath your feet.
Well, that's it for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the magical, mysterious, and sometimes downright bizarre world of Disney. There are so many little details behind the scenes stories that make Disney so special, whether it's hidden Mickeys in the parks, legendary animation tricks, or Walt's personal touch on everything that he created. There's no denying that Disney truly is the happiest and most interesting place on Earth.
True. If you loved today's episode, be sure to subscribe, tell your friends, leave a review. And if you have a favorite Disney fact that we missed, let us know. You know where to find us.
And until next time, keep believing in the magic. See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.